We are now joined by Chris Gabehart, crew chief of the race-winning number 11, FedEx Office Toyota. We'll go straight to questions, and we'll go to Jordan Bianchi with The Athletic.
Chris, I have two questions for you. First question, looks loose wheel, it sounds like, on the 11 car. Was it just one single lug nut, or is there something more?
Yeah, I wasn't at the car, so I don't know. As far as I know, it was just one. But again, I wasn't there when all that went down, so hard to say.
Okay. Second question is, in a doubleheader weekend, how much time do you give yourself to celebrate the win and the accomplishment before turning your attention to tomorrow?
Well, the focus is always on the next race. So, you know, certainly this one will be short-lived. But, you know, for me, personally, Phoenix was probably my most favorite win by a mile. And I don't know if I can ever beat that one. But this one ranks up there pretty high. This is a track that Denny's never won at. And to sweep the three stages and have to pass, you know, we had a rough pit stop there on that last yellow flag. And to have to pass both of our teammates to get the win at a track that Denny's never won at and Martin's so good at is very gratifying. I'm just super proud of Denny's effort there and all of the 11 team.
Sorry, one more question. Denny said that you sent a text message to him last night. You were pretty confident that you guys were going to win today. What made you so confident?
Well, the last time we were here, we hit on a pretty good package with Denny and something that, you know, he really liked the way the car drove. And, you know, then they went and made a small aero package change for us, actually huge. And, so I was fairly confident that, if we could get the balance back right, that the car, you know, the package we hit on was something that we could still sort of transfer over to this aero package. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to get it right, but, you know, these guys nailed it and he was still really happy with the car. So, fortunately I was able to live up to that because, I felt really good about it, but, you know, he went out there and proved me right.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Darrell Kinsey Jr.
Chris, Darrell Kinsey Jr., WBGR. With the lack or the total elimination of practice for the rest of the season, how important has simulation work been in preparing the car for Sunday, knowing that you won't really know how Denny will react to it until the race starts on Sunday or Saturday like today?
Yes, the question of the black art. It is vital. And will only continue to get more important. So long as we're not practicing, you take Denny Hamlin out of it. What we have is great notes and a great chemistry and solid communication. So, you know, we've developed an understanding of what he needs. But leading up to the week, I get none of that out of him. It's all leaning on notes and simulation. And when you make a major change to the aero package, like you did coming here, and you don't get to lean on your driver at all in practice, that's a situation that I'm just so proud of my engineers, Sam and Ryan and everybody on this race team. It really can't be understated just how different this aero package is from the only experience I've had with Denny at Dover. And to be able to get all the knobs turned just right to produce a car with that kind of speed and consistency is something I'm really proud of.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thanks.
We'll go to Bob Pockris next.
Yeah, Chris, Denny said that the goal this year was 10 wins. So he revealed that. I'm curious, why did you kind of set that? Why was that kind of the goal?
Well, if he let the cat out of the bag, then I can go ahead and say, now you know how important Bristol and Indy was to us, right? Those are two that we had and got away from us. So, 10 is just a nice round number, and it's something that's hard to do. If you look back to the last time it was done, I'll let you look it up, Bob. I know how you love stats, but it has not been done anytime recently. And you look at the names of the guys on that list. Not only was it done a long time ago, it was done in a different kind of a different era where the rules book is concerned. And, and it's elite list of guys. And I just have that much confidence in Denny's ability. And, you know, I have Joe Gibbs Racing and FedEx and this team behind me. And, you know, there's no reason to set the bar low. I think we're capable of winning every week. Now, it's extremely hard because there's a ton of good guys, good teams out there that are just as capable. But, you know, for me, there's no reason to sugarcoat it. When you got all these resources behind you, why not set the bar for the moon? And that's what we've done.
And it looks like, I mean, you have 35 playoff points. If you finish second in the standings, that would make it 45.
37, Bob. 37.
What?
Don't forget.
Oh, 37. That's right, because you added two.
I count those.
Sorry. It's been a long day. These doubleheaders mess with my head. Are you close to what your goal was prior to the season for playoff points?
You know, again, to be honest with you, the playoff goal was less playoff point goal was probably less of a focus than just, you know, performing to our capability and you know, racking up the wins and really just focusing on a week-to-week mentality of doing our job to the best of our ability. And then, you know, felt like the playoff points would follow if we did that. And, you know, I would say, yeah, we've certainly got more than we had last year at this time. And, you know, right now, if we were to award the regular season points, we'd be at 47, I think. And, you know, that's certainly, you know, there's nothing's a given. That second round, Bob, is going to be brutal. You guys are going to enjoy it. But, you know, I feel second best in playoff points. I feel really good. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up with Luis Torres.
Hey, so to add on to what Daryl said earlier, you obviously Gibbs got a top three finish in this time period. How amazing is it for not just your team, but for the other guys to have a strong day like you guys did on Saturday going into Sunday tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's my job to focus on Denny and the 11 team and FedEx and Toyota and JGR and these guys like I do every week. But let's be real, you know, JGR has got a tremendous fleet of drivers, and we all have the same resources and equipment. So we all have great resources and equipment. So, you know, it's no surprise. We're certainly capable of it. And while the feat is not an easy one. So we're definitely all very proud of it. You know, you look at Dover, JGR has a great history here at Dover, and, you know, Martin's outstanding here at Dover. And, you know, Dover's never been a track that Denny really likes a lot. Again, over the last several races, we've gotten better, and I feel like his confidence is certainly where it should be now. But yeah, you know, these drivers are tremendous at Joe Gibbs Racing, and so are the resources. So, gratifying, but not surprising.
Thank you, Chris. Best of luck going tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll let you get back to the car to get ready for tomorrow, and good luck when we do this all over again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks.